This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
I want to reiterate something to you that I did yesterday. This is how it works. I'm just led to something, and there it is. This is what I need to share with the people. So yesterday, I'm just getting ready for the show, and all of a sudden, because what I do is I just, the morning of, Lord, what are we doing today? What are we talking about? What do you want me to highlight? How do you want me to empower? So on and so forth. And Bill Gates came up, and I thought, Bill Gates, and I thought, Facebook. And I thought, wait a second, because I'm being censored again, like so many of you are. And just for even sharing content that exposes the agenda. And so I went to Bill Gates. Now, I got to tee this up. I want you to think about Joe Biden's Twitter account. 17 million of his followers were completely fabricated out of thin air. 17 million of his followers were completely created out of thin air. They don't exist. And yesterday I'd highlighted Obama. He had 19 million followers that were completely fabricated. He didn't have those followers. But they want to cast it into your mind that there's a lot more of them than there is you. And that's the great deception for any dictatorship. And it's what's happening in America today. Remember Hillary Clinton back in when she kicked off her presidential campaign in Iowa against Donald Trump? Remember the only two that you heard from? Right? Out of the 1,160 others that you didn't hear from? When she first kicked off her presidential campaign, do you know that 14 people showed up? Did you know that? Did you know that 14 people showed up to support Hillary Clinton, and guess who they were? The mainstream media's useful idiots. Seven people showed up in support. I'm not kidding you. Remember when they found out that 17 million of her followers were completely fake? So before you go around and pair it with the mainstream media tells you by saying, look at all this stuff that's working against us and we can do nothing about it. It's all a lie. The Bible tells us it's a lie. Proverbs 28, verse 1. The wicked flee when none pursueth. But if you believe them, you know, Romans 1:18, I don't believe the media, but you act accordingly. You just got to understand that it's all created support. And this is why I keep telling you, that's why you're being invaded right now by the illegals, friends, because they don't have the support. And the other problem they're starting to have now is the people that are coming over illegally, they want to live the American dream too. And then the politicians that allowed them to come into the country illegally feel the blunt end of that of the illegals coming in, because the illegals don't want the bad guys in office neither, in many cases. You can't make it up. It's really true. But what do? They conglomerate small numbers, and then they, if you look at the connection between Washington, D.C. and the networks across the country, they're all interconnected. A lot of them are married to each other, who oversee these media outlets that's under the dictatorship of the CIA that Kennedy wanted to abolish. Remember? Okay? So just, you have to think the whole thing through concerning what's going on here. So they want you to believe there's a lot more of them than there really is. See, but when you have your eyes fixed on the Lord, the Bible tells us, with you and the Lord, nothing's impossible. You're always in the you're always in the majority. You're the one that's made more than a conqueror. You're the one that overcomes the world. You're the one that understands greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4, right? The list goes on. But let me go back to this because I want you to see this. This is on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. This is Bill Gates' page, unimpeded. Hey, folks, let me just say this, okay? It's all bought and paid for. It's all bought and paid for. Let me say it again. It's all bought and paid for. You know why Bill Gates is trying to sell himself as being favored in the face of the people? Because he's being scrutinized by people on a global basis as being a monster concerning the pandemic. So what is he doing? He's doing ad campaigns for himself. Look at his pictures. He's got big smiles on his face, holding kids. When, in fact, he's genociding those kids. Right? I know. Just hold on a second. Hey, any of you skeptics? Just hang on a second. I want you to hang on because I want you to hear what Billy has to say because Bradley's only parroting this monster who formed his ideals from Planned Parenthood, said his dad, who was on the board of Planned Parenthood. Okay? Bill Gates has 42 million followers on his Facebook account. Now, this is what I want you to hear. Is it legit? Absolutely not. He's probably hated by more people than that, globally. He's hated by more people than that, friends, on a global basis. But again, Facebook comes into his aid, and what does he do? He comes about, pays for an ad campaign, trying to sell to you that he has 42 million people that totally support him. No, it's not true. How do you know, Bradley? Because it says right up on the page there, most people don't look at it. Out of the 42 million followers he has, you ready for this? He has 37 people following him. You doing the math? You see how this works? Hey, folks, he's got articles posted just to prove the point. Bill Gates, 42 million followers. He's got 88 shares. Are you people kidding me? Folks, I had 776,000 followers on Facebook before they pulled it a year and a half ago. And we're still working on it, by the way. I easily got way more than that. Folks, there was days where I got 600 invitations to be someone's friends on Facebook alone. See, they had to get rid of that. They can't have people like me out there telling you the information that I'm giving to you. Why? Because it's true. Nobody can ever say Bradley Dean's giving you his opinion. If you want my opinion, I'll give it to you. But that's not what I'm here to do. 42 million people Bill Gates has on Facebook, and he has 37 friends following him. Boy, I need to be careful on that. Sorry. He has 37 people following him out of 42 million people. It's exactly how the globalists, as you would call them, are operating. Folks, if there's one thing they're afraid of, they're afraid that the people on a global basis are going to figure out just what I just told you. But all those people, Bradley, in our backyard, those the ones that are pushing the agenda, they're a part of the problem too. See, because what they're doing is they sold you out for 30 pieces of silver to do the tyrant's bidding. So they're a part of the problem. No, we got devils all over the place that are doing, they're not doing their job. They're doing the job of the dictator rather than doing the job that they swore to do before God and man. I'm going to come right back and I'm going to show you Mr. Bill Gates' good buddy, Elon Musk. They're calling for a carbon tax now. Together. Whoa! Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So, hey guys, really quick, again, just responding. This is live radio, folks. I'm interacting the best that I can with all the networks that we have going on here on top of 157 cities that we're broadcasting into and the 53 countries. You guys are talking about Section 230, and I just want you guys to understand concerning the, and I'll get back to the point with Bill Gates here and Elon Musk, but Section 230 is not a license to do whatever wants to do what one wants to do online. As a matter of fact, it's just been deemed unconstitutional, that it is completely unconstitutional. So Section 230, if you remember right, and I'm talking to my friends on social media platforms right now, was given to stop by the big tech companies pornography. And notice how they did it just in time right before the pandemic, because during the pandemic what they did is they shut down all opposition concerning their propaganda and the pandemic. Okay, so after the fact, after the damage has been done, and they're still doing it, as you well see, but now the courts are stepping up after the fact, after the damage is done, in a lot of cases, and they're saying that Section 230 is not a license to do what everyone wants to do online. It's deemed unconstitutional. And here's another thing for you to think about, and if you're, especially if you're a first-time listener, you know, you see Ted Cruz. He's a patronizing clown, is what the guy is. He can talk all... I would love to have a conversation with old Teddy. I would love to have a conversation with Rand. I'd love to have a conversation with those people that are grilling YouTube and grilling Twitter and grilling Facebook, because after all of their grilling is said and done with, what's been done? Absolutely nothing. Why? Because those big tech companies are actually defending the likes of Ted Cruz, Jim Jordan, Trey Gowdy, the list goes on. I was thinking of Taylor Greene, Marjorie. Those big tech companies are actually protecting them while these grillings are going on. That's why nothing's ever done, is because it's to appease the American people, and that's why we call them the great American appeasers. Where's the justice, folks? You want to justify their inaction? Go ahead and do it to your own demise. That's really what it comes down to. But I wanted to let my friends know on social media platforms, it's been deemed unconstitutional. Okay? I had to jump into that conversation. I get bored during the breaks at times, friends. I really do. So I was just highlighting the fact that Bill Gates allegedly has 42 million followers on Facebook, but yet out of those 42 million followers, he's only got 37 people following. Doesn't quite jive, does it, friends? Absolutely not. It doesn't jive. Did you see his good buddy? And I warned you of this. I told you what this was about. Elon Musk is another distraction, another point man put into play, another clown in the circus of politics put into play to distract you from what's really going on. This is what happens when you keep your eyes open, folks. Put that up against Jeremiah 5:21. Elon Musk with his satanic outfit on, I'll show that to you in just a moment, but it's a post, a Twitter post by Elon Musk. All the conservatives are ooh-hooing them right now. They're all in support of Elon Musk. Yeah! Look what he's going to do for us. Hey, folks, you got to understand something. Like Bill Gates, you guys think these people are all high and mighty in their intellectual lives? No, folks, they didn't discover what they've made billions off of. They didn't create what they made billions off of. What they do is they basically go to the little guy, buy his product, and then they mass produce it, make billions, and then everybody thinks they're the responsible party for creating it. They're not. Elon Musk is not, folks, the creator of the Tesla. Guys, and I told you before, now I want to go back. Remember the gas prices went up on cue? See, the government said, now we got to pay off our partners over there in the oil companies. So they raised the gas up. Do you know that the gas companies and the oil companies made $17 billion out of gouging you at the pumps? They only do what you let them get away with, right? Remember how Bill Gates began to, during the same time, attack Elon Musk? And remember I told you, if you want to fill the seats, you got to keep promoting the fight, right? I said, Bill Gates is not attacking Elon Musk. I said, Bill Gates, while attacking Elon Musk, who's playing the victim, is capitalizing off of what Bill Gates is doing right now by allegedly attacking him. Did you know that Tesla went up 237% during the pandemic concerning their sales? You see how this works? I learned this a long time ago. I remember 15, 18 years ago now, I noticed when Michelle Bachmann, she's just as worthless as the rest of them, by the way, and you can tell her that for me, because when I see her, that's exactly what she's going to get from me. But Michelle Bachmann, the more the media, when she was doing good things and upright things, it was interesting that while she was doing those things, the Minneapolis Star, they call it the Red Star here in Minneapolis, and they call it the Communist Star. But the more they attacked her, they noticed the more Michelle Bachmann's support base grew, so they quit attacking her. You see that? Oh, if Christians could learn that, where I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. Hey, folks, that's what births your ministry, by the way, if it's done by the Lord. And it's genuine, the attacks. But what Michelle Bachmann was getting was legitimate and genuine attacks by the mainstream media. And every time she had another meeting, there you would see the population of those meetings grow. Oh, why do you think they attacked Donald Trump? They gave the impression that Donald Trump was under attack. They were the ones filling the stadium to go see Donald Trump, dummies. People don't understand this. They don't see it. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Who's leading the opposition? They are. Hey, folks, now. By the way, side note, now Donald Trump is running for the presidency in 2024 again. Are you putting two and two together yet here? Do you notice the media is giving Donald Trump all the attention he needs to do it again? Hey, I got a question for all you smart people out there. 1-866-582-9933 if you want to challenge me on this. 1-866-582-9933. I got a question for you. Everybody's in jail from January 6th, but Donald Trump isn't. Now he's running for the presidency of the United States of America, and on a daily basis we're hearing about new people being charged for being the luckless souls that they were by being in Washington, D.C., in which they had every right given unto them under the First Amendment, redress of grievances. Sound familiar? Donald's free, but everybody else is being sentenced. And not only that, but he's now running for the presidency. I know. And now we're hearing from his worshipers. Acts 12:22. Right? Oh, this isn't the voice of a man. This is the voice of Donald Trump. He's the voice of a God. Yep, keep saying it and just watch the Lord strike him. Because he's already given us enough light to see him for who he is. 1,000 times over before he became what you call the president of the United States of America. Isn't it interesting? The leader of the coup, said the mainstream media, and now he's running to become the president of the United States again. Oh, he wants to make America great. And his followers are saying that once he gets in there, he's going to free all those people. Nope, you are those that have been following QAnon nonsense is who you are. Just did a piece on this earlier this week on the Bolsheviks. In the 20s, they did that. They did the QAnon nonsense. Just keep telling them, this is what's going to happen sooner or later. This is what's going to happen. They're going to come and rescue you sooner or later. Is that what happens? Nope, it never comes. QAnon has been telling you the same things for 5 years. Has it come to pass? Not a thing. Not a word. Nope. Now Donald Trump, say if his worshipers, once he gets into office, he's going to liberate all those people. Oh, is he? Well, just think about this, smarty pants. If Donald Trump would have drained the swamp the way that he promised to do so the first 4 years of his administration, there wouldn't have been no Joe Biden, because he would have thrown him in jail for treason. Isn't that what he told you on the campaign trail? Same thing with the Clintons. Same thing with Obama. Same thing with the Bushes. Did he do any of that? Nope. He did just the exact opposite. Exact opposite. Just thought I'd share that with you. Especially for those people that don't like to think. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, folks. It really true. You should be ashamed of yourself, and I'm embarrassed for you. And so are the rest of us. 1-866-582-9933. Let's go back to this. Here's Bill Gates and Elon Musk shaking hands. Look at these two little devious devils. Ephesians 4:14. Look at that. Isn't that something, man? They're not at war with each other, just like Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump weren't at war with each other. Just like Bush wasn't at war with Obama. You see how this works? They're all in it together, working to what? Consolidate power to make slaves. You. We'll be right back. 1-866-582-9933.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The youngest victim in the shooting of a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, was remembered Thanksgiving night. 16-year-old Fernando Chavez Barron was among six gunned down by Andre Bing, a supervisor at the store who ultimately turned the gun on himself. Police also released the so-called death note that Bing wrote, sometime before the shooting. The gun used Tuesday night was purchased legally. Early voting has begun in Georgia with all eyes on the Senate race between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Adobe says $9.12 billion was spent online during Black Friday, setting a new record. Sales were up overall on the first day of the holiday shopping season. Award-winning actress and singer Irene Cara has died at her home in Florida. The voice behind the songs Fame and Flashdance was 63 years old. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. Here, let me just show you this. See how this works? Just so you understand that they're not at war with each other. Look at them all hanging out with each other, all buddy-buddy. Just doing their job. Yeah. But on the campaign trail, they sell themselves as they are arch enemies. Wow. Isn't that crazy? Every single one of us. I'm not just shooting from the hip here, friends. It's easy to find. Remember when, by the way, going to Trump again, because I know that there's a lot of people that are offended right now, and I'm glad to offend you. It's interesting that, remember Donald Trump called Obama the worst president in the history of America? And then when he got into the Oval Office and they were sitting together, you could see Obama was agitated because of his arrogance, that sodomite foreign devil. And do you remember Donald Trump was asked by a useful idiot throwing softballs as usual? And he asked him the question, so what do you think of the president now that you've met him? First class, said Trump. First class. Same thing he did with Clinton. It's exactly what he did. But that they're not at war with each other, friends. And I'm talking now again of Elon Musk and Bill Gates. Bill Gates is not his arch enemy. They're in it together. They're globalists. Okay, so that's not good enough for some people. Well, Bradley, you know what? I think Elon's a good guy. Well, here, let me show you his mom real quick if you haven't seen this. This is his mommy, a total lunatic cultist flake. Total flake. Goofy, weird, you name it. They'll do anything. See, because they've all sold their souls. Okay? Here's mom. There's Elon Musk's mom. There's Grimes. For those that haven't seen Grimes, here, I want you to see her too. And Grimes, she's as I'm showing you Grimes right now, something going on here on internet right now, and I don't know. Okay, there you are. It's interesting. Grimes is right here. She's a witch. She calls herself a witch. This is the mother of Elon Musk's children, some of them. Elon should read Isaiah, or I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians 6, 9. Fornicator shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. But Elon doesn't matter. Or mind about none of that. He doesn't, you know, he already knows where he's going. He already knows who he serves. And again, Bradley Dean is not saying this. I'll show you in just a moment. This is what Elon wore for Halloween, for those that did not see this. And if you look at his breastplate here, it's got a picture of a goat with an upside down cross on its forehead. But I want you to pay attention to something here too, friends. On his Elon Musk post right here, he's got this breastplate on his picture when it comes to his Twitter account. Okay? Do you see that? Okay? Here's some more of what Elon wore. He's proud of it. Folks, he's a Satanist. He's on the wrong side of the fence. And he's the one leading the conservatives that are cheering him on. Shame on you. Look at his lunatic mama right here. And then there's Elon. I think he's watched way too many Power Ranger cartoons as a kid. But he did. And here he is again. He is not who he is not who you want to believe that he is. He's a globalist. Now here's him and his mom again. Look at his garb. He's even got on his shins. He's got upside down crosses right here on his shins. So lest you thought this was a game, it's not to these people. And they're doing what they're doing unabashedly. Okay? Now, I want to go back to Bill Gates again because I want to highlight this. Because again, this is what I said. Bill said it. I didn't. And I want you to listen carefully. This is just a little piece of a documentary that I watched today. And I've highlighted this piece, oh, I bet at least 20, 25 times over the last 3 years concerning the pandemic. This was all forecasted. And again, I want you to listen carefully because what's happening now on the other side of this, this is him forecasting it. And what you're going to see right after this is a funeral director telling you the common sensities of what Bill is saying. Okay? You ready for this? I hope you are, because Billy wants to let you know what, by the way, the mainstream media wants you to forget. And I'm not going to let you forget it. So check this out.
The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
I watched during this documentary, too, by the way, I watched Bill Gates talking about doing a really good job of lowering the population. He said, if we do a really good job in keeping people healthy, we can lower that population. These people are sick, and they are criminal to the nth degree.
We have 6.8 billion people.
Listen to what he says.
That's up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Listen to what the funeral director says.
Well, common sense would tell you if you have a man standing in front of you saying he's going to reduce the world's population by 10 or 15% using vaccines, what does that mean to you?
And what does that mean to you? Some people still haven't figured it out yet. Some people still haven't figured it out. But during this documentary that I watched this morning, there was a, I believe she was a virologist. And she worked in the military. And because you see how the Biden administration and Donald Trump, you know, the father of the vaccine, how they attacked our own military. And when they attacked our own military, I tried to tell the people they're destroying our military. They're pulling down our defenses. They're pulling down our standing army to make us an open prey. It's exactly what's happening. And again, if you look at Scripture, Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15, and Deuteronomy 28, verse 15, start there, go to the end of both chapters, and you tell me that the Lord is not in great specificity showing you who's behind all of this. The bad guys aren't. They're just being used. Okay, they're on the same boat that we are. They just don't realize it yet. I think of Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. What does it say? As I rejoiced over you to do you good, I will also rejoice over you to do you evil. Yes, that is the God of the Bible. In the New Testament, in the book of Revelation, what does it talk about? The judgment. I'm thinking of Hebrews 9:27, 2 Corinthians 5:10. What does it talk about? The judgment. Yep. Thinking of Hebrews 12:2, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. At that point, folks, you ain't got to worry about what the devil's going to do to you. Because the devil's already, he's already betrayed you. He's the deluder, right? He's the deceiver. He's the one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And you served him your whole life. Now you get to face God. That's whom you should have feared. And you're going to understand why when we stand there. Scripture tells us that we would desire to flee before him, the face of him on judgment day. We're not to fear hell. We're not to fear the devil. We're to fear the Lord. And the first stage is diabolical. The second is filial. But you know what this virologist said? She said within 5 years, we're not going to have a standing army. I want you to listen to that, all of you do-nothings, with all due respect to the truth here. For all you that sit there and do nothing but listen to your favorite talking heads every day of the week and do nothing more than that, within 5 years, she predicted that we will not have a standing army. And in the meantime, they're going to try to force the agenda into your arm. I'm going to show you that in a moment. Despite all of the fruit, despite all of the facts concerning what this pandemic, as they sold it to you as, is really about. It is without a shadow of a doubt a genocide. Do you remember when we had Dr. Tenpenny on? She warned on this show, within a year to a year and a half, people are going to fall over dead. It's exactly what she said. Has she been right? Yep. She's been right. Spot on. Matter of fact, some doctors said within 5 months. And all of those doctors that meant to warn the people were all censored. If that censorship did not tell you what was behind it, knowing what you already knew or what you didn't want to know, regardless if you wanted to know it or not, it was true. Regardless if you wanted to know it or not, you are now living the effects of your decisions and your choices. Read Deuteronomy 30:19. So what is the fruit? Well, this is brand new. Do you see this? Just want to highlight this. Okay. Bill Gates, 42 million followers, right? 37 people actively following him out of the 42 million people. Is it true? Absolutely not. Why? This is in Michigan. This woman right here, she was a virologist. She died suddenly of unknown illness after pushing emergency use for the jab. Hey, folks, regardless of how you want to say it or what you want to believe, many of these people know exactly what they're doing. And some of them don't. But the ones that don't know, they don't want to know. Matter of fact, if you ask yourself what's inside of those little vials, the American people aren't asking. They're asking their doctors. And they haven't realized in many cases they've been sold out by their doctors. Who profits from this? Okay, we've already covered that. So here's another one. Okay, this is 2 days old. Boy, now in Michigan they're trying to push it on the kids. Which Whitmer is? California, same thing. Despite the fruit, guess what they keep doing? They keep driving the narrative. Did you see this one? This one's brand new. This little dude right here. Gerald Gregory, MM bare knuckle fighter, passes away at age 28. Folks, this is brand new. I can go on social media platforms right now and highlight this all day long. This is what I want you to put up against Amos 8:3. During this quick break, read Amos 8:3, because that's exactly what's happening. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jessica from Michigan. Bradley and the Sons of Liberty's ministry have been a daily lesson for our households about our biblical and constitutional heritage to learn how to better ourselves and live in God's image. We thank the ministry for all they do to bring truth during a time of deceit and misinformation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Yeah, Proverbs 14:25. Harley Springer, I see on social media platforms right now. I just wanted to let you know you want to read Proverbs 14:25. The faithful witness delivereth the souls. And the Bible's clear. Faithful, open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceived. And they're deceitful. And so you need to be careful of that. I just had some guy online right now say something, and I just put scripture up there. He said, "What? I have no faith," or something like that, or "I'm not saved." What did it say? No faith in God, I guess. I just said, nope, Ephesians 4:29, Colossians 3:8, James 1:23. I said, just scripture. But in the way of the disobedience, scripture is a rock of offense, and it's a stumbling block. What are you getting mad at me for? You're the one that did it. See, this is what happened. They shoot the messenger. Terrible. So I want to go to this too on social media platforms. This is my feed, folks. And this is what I get to respond to. When I was talking about concerning the fruit of those that are selling the jab, they're dying. Those that have received it. And don't you think for one moment those that are selling it took it? You've got to be out of your mind. And worse, what's crazy about it, these are the people that stole your money to produce that we never something that we never gave them authority to produce. And then they profited, and then they shared the profit margin with all their corporate buddies, with your tax dollars. Something you never approved of. This is crazy. It's beyond crazy. And it's crazy when people that I'm giving the message to, when they have the audacity to sit back and attack me or others like me that are telling you the truth. Wow. some guy wants to justify, well, what do you say to the people that took the vaccine and you took the, they wear the mask? Well, here, I'll tell you. First of all, you're seeing the fruit of those that took the vaccine. Doctors warned of it, didn't they? Yep. Well, what if they're still here? Give it time. Hopefully they're going to make it through it. But what I've seen today, folks, that's a slim margin. Whew. Depopulation, said Bill. I played it for you. But what about the mask, Bradley? I've already showed you the mask. The masks, the produce, or those that produce the masks, tell you that the product is an ear loop mask. This product is not a respirator and will not provide any protection against COVID, coronavirus, or the other viruses or contaminants. That's what the producers say. See that? Okay. Oh, you know that Bradley Dean said? No, I'm telling you the manufacturers tell you they don't work. But here's the media that you're listening to, many of you. Okay, well, look at this. Just did a Google search. Just masks don't work, right? First one, right up on top, Mayo Clinic. Face mask can help slow the spread of coronavirus disease. Wait a second. Those that produce the masks just told us they don't work. So they know more than the producers. See, like, this is the mainstream media when it comes to eyewitnesses. They don't want eyewitnesses. They've already got the narrative set. Okay? Oh, my goodness. I wonder if they go back 23 years, what they, the more they attack people, what they don't realize, what they're going to reap. But this is what they're doing, okay? So outside of the fact that the Mayo Clinic tells you that they slow the spread of coronavirus diseases, the mask producers tell you they don't work. Who's profiting from it? The doctors, okay? The doctors are. So one right below it, the City Journal picks it up. I believe that's Iowa. I'm not sure. But it says masks still don't work, but regardless, school officials have decided that everyone must mask up. Whoa, okay. They don't work, but you better make your kid wear them. No, that's called a slave. Anybody ever see what slaves looked like back in the 1800s? Oh, by the way, there wasn't just black slaves, there was white slaves too. Just for the record, just want to make clear. You have your history right. I know what the communists in colleges are teaching the kids. I know. Divide and conquer, Mark 3:25. I get it. I was just highlighting the fact that we have a young MMA actor, brand new, 2 days ago, 28 years old, passes away. They don't know how. That's what's crazy about it. They just don't know what happened, guys. All over the globe. People falling over. It's on your social media platforms all day long. They don't know what happened. Right? The sudden adult death syndrome. Wow. Wow. Sometimes you just got to say wow because you can't believe the people that call themselves the good guys that believe the lie. They know how to lie better than you know how to tell the truth. Ooh. Them fighting words, Bradley. Yes, sir, they are. You better get it right. That's why you need to repent. Right? Because you're going to lose that fight. It's called your salvation. Acts 20, verse 21. I want you to check this out. This is where it's going now. And I knew of this because I have friends that are pilots. I knew of this before, but it's just happened again.
A pilot of an American Eagle flight suffered a medical emergency shortly after takeoff from Chicago Saturday night.
When you return, captain is incapacitated. So I'm going to stop, and I'm going to have to move the captain from the seat to get to the gate.
That was the co-pilot commenting to air traffic controllers about the emergency and requesting paramedics. He turned the plane around and landed safely. There were 57 passengers and crew on board. The pilot later died at a hospital.
Just don't know how. Just don't know what happened there, guys. Can somebody help me? What do you say? Bradley, what are you laughing about? I mean, I've cried enough. I'm broken. Watch the documentary this morning. Another one. I'm broken. It's hard to watch people die like that. But how many times have them people been lied to by the people that just sold it to them again? And they even told you what it was about. It was about, oh, by the way, do you know that they're selling the whole global warming thing? You know what the problem is? You. They're saying the world's being overpopulated. Isn't it interesting how we listen to these guys like Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and in others, Ted Turners of the world? There's too many people. There's too many people on the planet. Okay. Well, then let's get rid of you first. How about that? No. We're good. People. If that's what they want to push, just like a war, if they want to push a war, then throw them in a cage. Let them fight till the death. Why is it the innocent got to pay the price for the guilty? It's ridiculous. There's too many people on the planet. That's global warming. Just forget about all the geoengineering that's been going on in Minneapolis or across the country or the globe since 1968. Do your best to forget about all the stuff and the chemicals that they're spraying down on you. You're the problem. I remember when, early 2000s, Pelosi was out there talking about global warming, and that's when it failed its course again because people woke up to it. You'd have thought they'd have had that on the vaccines, but apparently not. But in the early 2000s, Pelosi got up there and started talking about global warming all over again. And interestingly enough, the Lord didn't leave himself without witness, and you know what he did? He snowed down inches upon inches of snow in Washington, D.C. for the world to see. Folks, I'm telling you, hold to the word, you're going to be okay. Don't let go. And by the way, I just want to say this before I play this next video. All of you people that contend with me, I'm cool with contending. But let's not contend just to contend. Let's hold to the facts because we are in this together. I'm glad on social media platforms, I'm glad you're here every day. But we got to come to terms with what the facts are and begin to drive this together and to unify. I don't want division. And I'm not talking to lead the pack, neither. I'm following the Christ here, right? Christians are just good followers of Christ. And that's truly what we are. I got one more to show you. In spite of what I just shared with you, guess what they're trying to sell?
It's going to take all of us to make that happen. So please, don't wait.
White House.
Get your COVID shot. Get your flu shot.
Brand new.
That's why God gave you two arms. Get one in each arm if you want. Go to vaccines.gov, and let's do everything we all can to protect the American people. Thank you.
Okay, so now, and by the way, yesterday I shared this article, and it was interesting because the useful idiot that they have, Karine Jean-Pierre, she snapped at a reporter because the reporter was asking real questions. Listen, and we'll close the show out with this. She wanted to ask a question, unscripted, to Fauci.
Jeremy, it is not your turn.
She gets up and said, this is not how we do this here. I'm going to let it play out.
She has a valid question. She's asking about the origin of COVID.
I hear the question.
Dr. Fauci is the best person.
I hear your question, but we're not doing this the way you want it. Did you hear that, folks?
Spill red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.